They hopped off the subway at 145th and hiked to 10 Mile River, a park in West Harlem. An elevated highway ran over the park and underneath the highway Amtrak rail. West of the tracks were ball courts and flatland to the Hudson River. East were Wildwood Cliffs leading up to Riverside Drive. Jose and Ray knew the way through the man-high weeds and pushed into the wildwood, lost to the world. Hidden in the junk trees midway up a cliff was a burnt-out station house left over from the 1920s, when the rails needed switchmen. Made of brick, the hut was good shelter, though the boys made it more than that. They'd used tin ripped off from gravel yard fences under the highway to patch the roof. A streetlight tap fed the air conditioner, heater, refrigerator, hot plate. Every appliance was street found, except for the TV they stole from a delivery truck. A tap into the hub box of an apartment house uphill brought them premium channel cable. Listed MIA on the Children's Services roster, they didn't have to go to school, though they kept their school IDs for the odd hot shower they grabbed at the nearby rec center, free to students. All they needed was a little money for grub and the movies. As long as they kept a low profile, they could do what they wanted, and they did. Jose mostly tooled around on his trick bike and tried to be smooth with the chicks in the park. Shy Ray read. He had thousands of books and magazines, some from the garbage, most courtesy of the 82nd Street Barnes & Noble, which had a window that opened onto an alley. A kid could drop a book or five out the window into the street dumpster. During the day, Ray read how-to books and histories. At night, he read spicy novels and mysteries to Jose, who couldn't read much more than the Mickey D dollar menu. "All I need to know," he'd say. As the boys approached the station house, stray dogs materialized in the weeds. They mauled Ray and Jose with licking and whipping tails. The boys liked having the dumped pit bulls around. They were timid, but looked vicious. Kept squatters away from the house.
"All right, damn it, let us in," Jose said to the dogs. "We saw them 4 hours ago, and they acting like we just come home from war. Them two scroungers is new."
"Nah," Ray said. "They was here before."
"Now I remember. They're the fair weather friends. We run out of food, they run out with it."
"I like them," Ray said.
"I'd eat them if you let me. That one right there would feed us for a winter, the fat dope."
"He's funny, the fat dope one," Ray said.
"I like him the most. Come here, fatty. Kissing that fat dope's filthy nose. Disgusting. You're sad, man. You're like a damn girl sometimes."
"What are you saying now? I'll show you how much of a damn girl."
"Aight, relax about it."
Jose flopped into his bunk, a half dozen dogs cuddling him.
"Damn mutts."
He kicked the dogs off the bed, but they came back up.
"Son, wake me when you get back from fishing, and I'll help you cook the fish."
Jose rolled over and fell asleep in a breath.
"Calling me a damn girl," Ray muttered. "Punk."
He grabbed his reels, tackle, and a book. Skateboarded down to the river and set his lines. That done, he cut through the weeds, slipped through a rip in the chain link, dropped into the train tracks, and wormed his way through the trackside trash to a car that had been boosted and torched. This was the boys' safe place for the odd times the cops parked alongside the woods or the pipeheads stumbled into the station house, hunkered there to cook up their methamphetamine. Now and then the junkies swiped the TV, easily replaced with an upgrade from a delivery truck with a weak padlock. Ray pulled up the car's back seat. A cooler kept the bugs out of the candy bars, canned food, bottled water, and whiskey ends. Ray grabbed a fistful of M&Ms and headed back to the river. He lay back and read his book, The Wind Off the River Hot. The book was about mind over matter. He had a bet running with Jose. He would bend a spoon just by looking at it before the summer was out. Neither kid could remember what the stakes were. It was just, "Bet I can, bet you can't, bet I will, bet you won't," by now.